This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner Marlon Reese on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let's get more details on the AUKUS alliance. Dan Naraki explains.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge and military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
One person possesses the authority to launch America's massive nuclear arsenal, the president. When America flinches and Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley takes control of the nuclear football and reports to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, treason to the American people's presidential choice should be met with decisive constitutional legal action. No one is above the president when the decision to strike or not strike needs to be made. Not some unelected military lifer. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy on Fox News reminds us what happened in Myanmar could happen in the United States.
Unelected generals do not get to have their own personal foreign policies. And I think the general has conceded that he did have communications with the Chinese Communist Party and its military wing. We need to see a transcript. They need to release it in an unclassified setting with as minimal a number of redactions as possible. This is serious. This is more than just insubordination. As a people, we've decided that we want to maintain a wall between our commander-in-chief, who must be a civilian. It's the President of the United States, who is duly elected. A wall between the president and the military. And there's a reason for that. Go look at Myanmar. Go look at Guinea right now.
A forthcoming book by journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa claim General Mark Milley stepped way out of bounds. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, I'll tell you, Bob Woodward and Bob Costas and the publisher are probably ecstatic with all the conversation about this upcoming book. But really what it comes down to with all the consternation and the reveal of this book is either General Milley is a traitor, or Woodward and Costa are just flat-out liars. With us right now is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific here. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we just don't have a whole lot to talk about these days. So maybe we can just talk about the, you know, the flowers in Utah or you know, what's going on in Reno. You know, jeez, unbelievable. So what are you making of this new Woodward book?
Well, I don't know what to make of the book, but the probably juiciest nugget was leaked out, I guess. And it really kind of just came right out of Milley's mouth. Since the book was leaked, he's admitted to speaking to Bob Woodward. He admitted to making the phone call. And, of course, for about a day or two before he admitted all of these things, that many people, including Marco Rubio, and I think Marco Rubio was the only Republican I saw publicly say that he should be basically charged.
Yes.
And charged with treason. Now, Donald Trump had said that on a show that he was on, that it was treason if it was true, and he's absolutely
if it was
right.
True. Exactly. Right. And that was the same thing that Marco Rubio said. He said, if it's true, then, you know, and that's what, you know, because the thing is, it puts into question right away, is you got 200 anonymous, you know, references, you know, plus in the book. I mean, this is amazing, you know, for a proven journalist like this. I mean, he's like maybe just a step ahead of the National Enquirer reporting, you know, but
exactly.
Nonetheless.
And that's what journalism has become. It's become sensationalized yellow journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And that term is sensational. It's yellow journalism, and it's basically just clickbait journalism. This is what has happened to the overall profession, and this is why the press has about as low a popular rating as Congress. I don't know who's fighting for dead last, but they're certainly fighting each other for it. You know, it's hard when you don't trust the press and when the press isn't holding the government accountable and challenging the narrative and then just really repeating whatever the government tells them, then they are agents of the government. They are the
exactly
the fourth estate.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly this is all being orchestrated. We talked with American Face John Fleetwood on Monday, And everything all converges around one company, which is amazing, you know, because you always go, you got to follow the money and see who's in charge here and who owns all the media, who owns the entertainment. You know, people think, oh, well, China's got the primary, and certainly China's tentacles are pretty influential and obvious. But what John brought out was based on his research. They all go through a company that has over $9 trillion in assets, and that would be Blackwater and Vanguard. It's these two organizations. They're at the top of the pyramid here. They own all the media. They own Fox. They own CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC. Their tentacles are all wrapped into. That's why whenever you hear them talk, I think it's quite interesting when you'll switch from channel to channel and you go, I thought I just changed the channel. I'm hearing the same talking point verbatim. You know, and how is that possible? Well, it's possible because somebody, one person, is orchestrating it, and you got to go to the top of the food chain, and it's in the very deep end of the deep state, and they're very well hidden, and up to now, most people didn't even consider that, Megan.
Right, and it's always a good idea to follow the money, because then you will always find that. I love that phrase, because then you find the heart or the source of the problem, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the press does have a huge problem, and in turn, we have a huge problem for it. Remember, it was the press that basically said, the Hunter laptop is just Russian disinformation.
Right.
And that was basically regarded as true. Mm-hmm. And also, they pushed the Russian collusion narrative. And that was debunked, even though it was debunked, and we spent $40 million under Rob Mueller to debunk it. They had to debunk, Rob Mueller had to basically debunk it because it was being purported as truth. And one of my favorite journalists, actually, is Mark Twain.
Yeah.
And it was Mark Twain. I know, I have to go back to Mark Twain.
I know, to find real journalism, exactly. Amazing.
Right. You know, he actually got into a duel over his journalism, but at least he was, you know, at least his heart was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he said a lie will travel, you know, basically halfway across the world before the truth has a chance to put on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true. And the press knows this. And so what we've been witnessing is journalistic malpractice. Unfortunately, and Trump was very adamant about doing this, and I wish he would have done it before he got out of office, because he could have if the Republicans did a damn thing, was to change the laws so you could actually sue the press for libel. Because
exactly
what all they are agents.
Well, and the thing is that you've got social media that has become part and parcel of this, and they're protected by Article 230. Well, that was something that, you know, and the Republicans, to your point, exactly, the Republicans complained about it, but they didn't do anything about it.
Well,
you know,
really
so then
complaining. They're really good about scheduling meetings to have their next meetings, to talk about their next meetings, you know, about the problem. But that's all they do is they just schedule meetings and they have hearings. They write sternly worded letters.
Mm-hmm. And so when they go to the town hall meetings, they said, well, you know, I scheduled a meeting for it. You know, so what? You know, did you change it? No, you allowed it to exist, perpetuate, and really empowered them all the more. And then you wonder why we're so confused about the 2020 election, or why we're so confused about what happened on January the 6th. We were just talking with Matt Brainerd. I mean, it's disgusting that we have political prisoners here in the United States of America, and it's all part and parcel. And my theory is this, Megan. You know, what Bob Woodward's book really fortifies is this Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, the psychological damage that was brought, was brought to us by the mainstream media and by the Democrats with one impeachment after another of Donald Trump is extraordinary. And I don't know how we get to the other side of this, because even in the recent recall of Gavin Newsom, all of a sudden now the term Trumpism Trumpism has come into play now. So you're either for Trump or you're against Trump. Yeah, I mean, the sides are being drawn in such a way to where you know we're gonna, anybody that supports Trump or you know his policies and that sort of thing are bad, and anybody that supports Marxism is good, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty crazy.
And it is. And that's what we've evolved into. You're
okay, we got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth on the other side. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Maybe you just haven't seen it.
Yes, you are closer. Don't lose hope. You know, we can't, Megan and I were just talking off air about, this really, I think what you're referring to, Megan, is a psyops, operation here. I mean, if another country could do something, I mean, not that America's ever been involved with any kind of psychological operation with other countries, right? But this is like, you talk about the chickens coming to roost here. A PSYOPs program has really been affected on the citizens of this country. And they utilized Donald Trump. They resisted him. They did everything they could to portray him as being evil. That's why I asked last year in a commentary, I wrote, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, here's all these great things that this president had done. And, and all of a sudden here we are. We don't elect him. We don't reelect him. We elect a guy who's hard-pressed to complete a sentence. He was hard-pressed to even go out and do a campaign rally. Anywhere you drove across the country, you saw plenty of Trump signs. You didn't see any Biden-Harris signs. But we're led to believe that... he gets over 80 million votes. And, it's like, what? It defies credulity. And through it all, everybody has just gotten wrapped up, and particularly that which on the left and the active Marxists who reside in our government are full blown into this hysteria. No big surprise. I mean, Nancy Pelosi had said, in reports earlier that she had met with General Milley, telling him, we got to be careful with Donald Trump. We're going to have to drag him. Remember, she said we're going to have to handcuff him and drag him out of the White House because he's not going to want to leave. Really? I mean, that's the narrative. That's what you put out. This is all part and parcel of this derangement syndrome and the psychological impact that this has had on this country that has divided us so staunchly and based on ideology. It's so extreme. Megan, I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, it's almost like we require a major mental enema to get on the other side of this. It's so insane.
Yeah, and we were saying it's not only is the Trump derangement syndrome real, and we witnessed it for, 4 years, when you're told, you're conditioned, okay? These people
yes.
have been conditioned to believe something that's not true. But in Saul Alinsky's words, and these are all, the Democrats are pretty much all students of Saul Alinsky in one way or the other, especially Hillary Clinton, he was her mentor.
Right.
When you repeat the lie over and over and over and over again, it will push through to become the truth. And so people will truly believe something that is not real because they have been conditioned by the repetitiveness of the lie. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at COVID, okay, everyone believes that COVID is real, okay? I believe that there is a coronavirus. I believe the number is 19. I believe that it was released out of a Wuhan lab. But you can't even say that.
Right.
You can't say it was released out of the Wuhan lab, whether it was accidentally or not an accident.
Well, one day somebody will say that, Megan, and they'll get a Pulitzer Prize for it. After all these years that it's been obvious where it came from, and Dr. Fauci is well aware, but he's been very quiet about it, right, all these years. Thank you very much.
Well, that's because he funded the research.
Right.
I don't understand why we're funding communists to create bioweapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello?
Well, for the same reason that we're the same reason. Yeah, but that's the same reason we're sending money to the Taliban.
Right, exactly. Tens of millions of dollars. But don't you dare call it a ransom.
Right.
And it's similar to what Obama did by sending Iran 200, mm-hmm. was it million dollars? In
no, it was a billion. It was over a billion dollars.
Oh,
over $1 billion.
It was $2 billion. In unmarked, unmarked currency, in a variety of currency. $2 billion.
Yes.
But don't call it a ransom. So when, this is what you can and cannot say, and this is part of that psychological conditioning. That's why they call the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
But we've reached a point that the truth is treated as the lie, and the lie is treated as the truth. And with coronavirus,
amen.
it's not only the lies coming out of Dr. Fauci and the lies coming out of the press and the lies coming out of Twitter, allowing what you can or cannot say, but it's the behavioral and psychological modification and the operation that has no vaccine. There is no vaccine. And the story that I was telling you offline was very indicative of that. Like, my girlfriend literally texted me the other day, and she said, and this is my girlfriend from first grade. She said, oh, my God, I was out with Mike, her husband, and she said we were driving, and she's in Illinois, and she said, I couldn't wait to get home to text you and tell you that as we were driving, we look over, and there's a woman driving alone in a convertible with her mask on. What sense does that make? What, if you're traveling 45 miles an hour, coronavirus has a better chance of sneaking into your lungs at a greater rate of speed and penetrating you when you're outside in the middle of basically a farm country in Illinois? And so there is no vaccine for this mental illness.
Yeah,
and this is
sadly
truly, I will say, a mental illness, especially when you see people outside alone or in their car alone or even getting up at a restaurant. You know,
you want to really drive them nuts, Megan? You want to really drive them nuts? Remind them of what the CDC just said, that how the virus enters, you know, through your nasal passages, your mouth, and your eyes.
That's my recommended goggles.
But that's gone away. We're not talking about goggles anymore. But boy, gotta wear the mask. I mean, I just got back from Hawaii. I mean, they are so mask centric that I mean, how dare you? If you walk into a facility without a mask, I mean, you have several people on top of you. You know, get your mask on. I mean, aloha.
Right, and they do nothing for you. They literally do nothing for you. And you know,
right,
my doctor, and I hate this argument, my dad was a surgeon for 23 years, okay? I know a little bit about masking. I was in the industry for 25 years. Masks are worn in surgical environments because of bacteria, not because of viruses. And when you enter a surgery room, they have negative pressure, and every single person has scrubbed and washed. It is the near sterile environment that you're going to get because of bacteria, not because of viruses. So I've seen that argument played over and over and over again. Well, why do surgeons wear masks? Well, why do people wear masks? Because of bacteria.
Exactly.
So, and they have, and because of the air pressure, they have negative air pressure, and they've been cleaned, and et cetera, et cetera. But you can't speak to these people with any sort of logical reason.
Right, and the molecular size of bacteria versus a virus. I mean, the virus looks at the mask like it's an open gauze, you know, bandage or something or whatever, a covering. I mean, it just goes right through it, you know. But, you know, Fauci's argument is like, well, even if you can stop some, you know, but last time, I mean, that's like saying, well, you're playing Russian roulette and you're wearing this mask and, you know, maybe you might have as much of a chance of stopping a bullet with that with that gauze, right? It's insane. The logic is through the door, to your point.
Right. The logic is out the door, and the insanity has created it. But if you'll notice, Bill, when the cameras aren't rolling, the politicians aren't wearing masks.
Exactly.
We saw this at Ground Zero. We saw this at the Met Gala. We saw this with people walking around without a mask, joking around. They didn't know the camera was on, but as soon as the camera's on, the mask goes on. And that's how you know it's a political
issue. Well, and look at what the president has done now, is that now if you're part of the union, you know, vaccines don't matter. You know, you get an exemption.
Right.
But yet we're supposed to, it's all about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That's what this is coming down to, keep us at each other's throats. Megan Barth, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Take steps. Thank you.
Healthy.
Thank you.
When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner Marlon Reese on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More and more about sex trafficking. Again, it comes to top of mind with what's happening in Afghanistan at our southern border. We talk about it. But I wonder if people are really serious about doing something about it. It is so pervasive. I mean, and here it is, you see where they have, sex trafficking stings that have taken place, particularly departments are, being able to find out, these individuals who are, hustling, young girls, young boys, for sex via the internet and that. And as if that's not enough, I mean, here it is, a social media entity, TikTok, is serving up sex and drug videos to minors. Again, it just points to how compromised and perverted and what is out there and what our kids, potentially are exposed to. Well, the director of engagement at Canopy, it's a digital parenting app with the most advanced internet filter. They're about 99% effective in the world to block pornography and debtor sexting is with us right now. Matt Gore, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Matt, you're on top of all this. Bring our audience up to date as to how pernicious and how impactful, sexting and all that is being targeted to our young kids today.
Absolutely. Well, here's the big news that just came out, and the Wall Street Journal is doing some really amazing work here. But the Wall Street Journal created a bunch of accounts on TikTok, which is the new really popular app among young kids especially. And they said, okay, let's see what kind of content this big social media app is serving our kids. And they found with their underage fake accounts that they had 974 videos were served to these kid accounts that had drugs, porn, or other adult content. 974 videos. Some of these were linked to OnlyFans websites where people can pay to watch explicit videos. Some of these were actually offering to let kids buy drug paraphernalia, right? So this is really inappropriate content, and this was served to kids through these accounts that were marked as 13-year-olds, as young as 13-year-olds. So this is, I mean, this is amazing that TikTok is letting this happen.
Exactly. And, you know, parents need to be aware. I mean, as if our jobs aren't tough enough as it is already. But this is what happens when you live in an open society to the degree that we live in, is that there's no holds barred. It's not like when you and I were growing up. There were some natural, you know, bumper rails for us and, you know, guidelines and restrictions. But now it's the options that these kids have available to today, Matt. They're exponential. I mean, they're through the roof. And it's like, you know, if parents aren't vigilant and if they're not engaged in some sort of neighborhood network to be exchanging information with parents, if they're not on top of things or, you know, involved with Canopy and even aware of what's going on, I mean, they need to wake up to this, because it's not like it's going to get any less. And you've got to know that what's happening at our southern border, this is going to exacerbate things all the more, isn't it?
Man, I think what something you said was just spot on, which is that parents really need to be engaged. They need to use tools like Canopy, but they also need to be just having lots of conversations with their kids about this. And here's something that I think really how the game has changed. In the past, you know, you and I had to go looking for bad stuff if we were going to see bad stuff, right?
Today,
it's hard for kids to avoid. So one thing we're seeing is that how the TikTok algorithm works is that if you watch a video and kind of linger on a video that's maybe about drugs, right? TikTok is going to serve you a lot more content about drugs. If you if a young teenage girl looks at a video about an eating disorder, right? Maybe because she's worried for a friend. Suddenly TikTok says, this person's really interested in eating disorders. Let's fill their feed with things about eating disorders. And, I mean, that is very dangerous. So it's not like a lot of parents say, I trust my kids. My kids aren't going to do bad things. My kids aren't going to look for bad content. But that's not how it works anymore. Good kids will see bad content. And if in just for a second they linger on a video, TikTok is going to serve them more and more and more of that content. And they can't really
see
it at that point.
Well, and it goes deeper. I mean, it starts at a level, and before you know it, you're into hard porn. And the thing is, to your point here, Matt, it could be an innocent thing that your child is, you know, doing some research because there is a paper that they need to write in class. And, you know, before you know it, they're being served up based on the algorithm. They're being served up things that, you know, you don't necessarily have control of as a parent. You only hope that your child has enough, enough foundation and discernment to be able to, you know, disengage. But, you know, how prevalent is that?
It is amazingly prevalent. So one recent study found that 90% of teenagers have seen porn online. And here's a scary number. 10% say that they are daily users. Okay. So if 90% of kids have seen pornography online, that doesn't mean 90% have gone looking for it. Right? A lot of these kids are first seeing it when they're very young, right? They may have a question and they type a question into Google. And then boom, they suck down a rabbit hole. And so,
well, you think of the addictive results though. That's what's scary. At 10%, it becomes addictive. Well, how far down the road do you have to go before that 10 becomes 15 or 20, and they become adults, and here they are married and addicted to porn. I mean, the foundation is so messed up. I mean, it's incredible.
It's very scary. And I mean, here's the good news is that parents can take some common sense steps They can use digital parenting apps like Canopy. There are other great options out there, but they can use basic common sense things to kind of create those bumper rails that you said earlier, right? Like we had bumper rails growing up. Parents need to actively create those bumper rails today. And here's the other thing, is that parents can talk to their kids about it.
I was just going to say,
If you think that sex talk is awkward, think about having a conversation with your teenager about pornography. But you know what? 90% of them, good kids, have seen this stuff. And so parents actually need to be having these awkward but very important conversations to create that dialogue. And like you said, to create that resilience in kids and that character to understand what they're seeing, understand the dangers, and to understand the ways out.
Well, again, this is the result of this open society in which we live in, and the social media oligarchs are taking full advantage at the expense of the minds of our own children. And they do this. I mean, what's TikTok's response? Not our problem?
TikTok said, look, Wall Street Journal, your test wasn't fair. That's not how normal people act. I've gotten on TikTok because for my job, part of my job at Canopy is to understand what kids are doing. I can tell you that you start going down one direction and really quickly, TikTok serves you more and more and more of it. And so this is, TikTok, they built a $1 billion wildly successful company, right? Because they're really good at solving hard problems. So I think this is a hard problem to solve in some ways. It's hard to police content in a really, in a good way on any social media app. But these guys are smart, right? There are basic things they can do. So, for instance, in this Wall Street Journal piece, investigative piece again, they found that in one stretch of watching videos, 40% of the videos served these accounts that were marked as a young teenager were marked as 18+, right? So 40% of the videos that TikTok was serving these kids were marked as only okay for adults. Okay, that's not that complicated. They can fix that. And so they need to step up and do that, do common sense things like that. In addition to doing the hard work of doing things like what Canopy does, which is use artificial intelligence to find nudity and block it, right? So look, they can do the common sense stuff, but because we do the complex stuff, we know it's possible. And they're just not doing a good enough job.
How can our audience connect with Canopy, Matt?
They can go to www.canopy.us. That's Canopy, CANOPY.US. And check it out. There's a free trial so that parents can keep their kids safer.
Mom and dads, this is what's happening in our world. It's what our kids are being tempted with. And there are guardrails for it. Matt Gore, Director of Engagement, thank you.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen temporal scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ted Baer joins us. Yes, he is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great because I'm talking to you, and that makes life a lot better.
Oh, you're so nice. I always love your kindness. You are such a man of grace, and I so honor you. Hey, we've got a movie review for Christians here, Cry Macho. Tell us about Cry Macho.
Well, Cry Macho is Clint Eastwood, who made it when he was 90, and he made Richard Jewell, that we loved, and gave 4 stars to. This one is not 4 stars, you know, and I don't want to say that Clint is slowing down at 90. He's a brilliant director. It's got great pacing. It's lyrical. It's sort of one of the examples of classic direction, and he as an actor at 90 years old is does well. He's a rodeo star who crashed and burned, and now he trains rodeo horses, and his boss let him go a year before, but his boss now says, "You owe me a favor." He says, "You're right, go down and get my son, whose mother is involved with the gangs in Mexico." So Clint goes down to get the son, and you know he's not the macho guy he used to be. In fact, there's a line with the boy telling him that he's supposed to be macho, and he says, "You know, it's overrated. Being macho is overrated."
Yeah. Hey, I'm 90 already. There's only so much macho you can hold on to at 90, right?
Well, he still keeps winning, and he's still, you know, the center of attention, and he still has a very mild romantic affair. And that's the problem with the movie. It doesn't decide whether it wants to be a romance between Clint and this wonderful Mexican woman who runs a restaurant near the border, or whether it wants to be action, where Clint can only do a little bit of action, or whether it wants to be a road trip. So it's got many different things going on in it. And I understand he's trying to do his last movies and sort of represent everything that we remember about Clint Eastwood. So is it bad? No, but it's -2. There's Christian content, lot of Christian content, very overt Christian content, but there's also a lot of foul language. And it's confusing because the foul language just has, you know, has profanity in it. And profanity doesn't go with Christianity, unfortunately.
Exactly. I mean, Jesus out of one side of your mouth and profanity out the other. How does that mix, right? And then we'll throw a little nudity in there. I mean, for some reason to hear about him being on this border town with a Hispanic woman, I'm hearing Marty Robbins in the background. I don't know why, but it just takes me back to my era.
And when he did one of our favorite movies, he came up to the table and said, "Thank you for the movie God review. It's just absolutely." And we talked for about 15 minutes. He's very nice. He invites me to all his screenings. They had a special invite to this screening and really wanted me to go. I sent Tom instead. But, I hope he keeps making great movies, and I hope he keeps making movies because he certainly is a better director than 90% of the directors out there.
Right, exactly. Well, and he's Clint Eastwood. I mean, there's just, I'll tell you, Ted, when Clint leaves this earth, I mean, there is going to be such a void. I mean, we've gotten so used to him. We've been really privileged to be around him all these years and to enjoy his talents and gifting. And probably like you, I feel that, this could be one of his last movies. And to have it with all the language and everything like that, that's unfortunate because some people are going to misunderstand or they may just look at Clint Eastwood through the language instead of the body of work.
Well, you may remember, I mean, Clint is after my father. My father was a cowboy star in the 30s, and Clint came after that. He made his big splash with spaghetti westerns. But my father did about 62 movies, which he couldn't do today because everybody takes 3 years to do a movie. And he used salty language. I mean, in those days, there didn't seem to be the clarity of teaching that, you're not going to, as Revelation says, people who do this, that, and the other thing are not going to get in the kingdom of heaven. So there was sort of a Christianity that, one, it was inherited. My father actually made a profession of faith. I think that Clint made a profession of faith. But it was an older generation that maybe the World War II and post-World War II and pre-World War II, like my father was in the cavalry during, the World War I, were trained for the cavalry. So they had a different attitude toward foul language. And I've gone into studio heads, the head of Warner Brothers, and said, there's just a study came out, this was years ago, that most people, only 6% of the people swear on the job and only 9% swear in their leisure time. And this was from a professor at University of Massachusetts, Northampton, who believed in swearing. In fact, he's written other articles for the Wall Street Journal saying swearing is good for you, although there's a lot of evidence that it's not good for you. So the professor said, no, my wife's a teacher in a local school. I mean, the guy at Warner Brothers. No, my wife's a teacher in the schools in Northridge or wherever. And everybody swears. I said, you're in a bubble here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
Try going to, the hinterland.
Go to Kansas. Anywhere. And the Midwest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are those numbers still holding up today, Ted, that kind of acceptance?
No, we publish the numbers. The younger generation is more prone to swearing, which is interesting. But it's still not high. If you go to an airport, I imagine you will not hear a lot of swearing. In fact, I listen for it because I'm interested to see how much it's changing.
No, I'm observing it as well, and it's like chalk hitting, the chalkboard in the wrong direction, especially being out in public. I mean, it's tough enough that you've got to listen to music you don't want to listen to because people, want to share their rap music with you. With all the language, you just go, well, please.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And people are so casual, this younger generation. And as my father would tell us repeatedly, it doesn't take a very intelligent person to cuss. That was his manner.
Favorite lines in a movie. I think we mentioned that before in the third Star Trek movie. Spock and Captain Kirk are on a bus, and somebody swears, and Spock says, "What is that?" And Captain Kirk says, "In this era, people didn't know how to have a good use of language." And it was the first swear word in a Star Trek movie, which was rebuked with this humorous comment.
Exactly. Anyway. What a great way to handle that. Judge Judy back in the courtroom, but she's got granddaughter Judy with her, right?
I know, and the picture they have of Judge Judy makes her look a lot younger than she is. You know, she actually lost her contract with CBS, but now, you know, she's going to be doing her show with her granddaughter. I guess she's training up her granddaughter in the way she should go. She's 78. Boy, you know, Clint Eastwood and all these people are you know, white people.
Yeah.
What does the world think about this? But her granddaughter, Sarah, the law clerk, and Shinlin's granddaughter will be a legal analysis. And I imagine if she's got the same bittersweet sense of humor, that she will take over the show. And that Judy
is
preparing the future. Because that's what everybody I know in the entertainment industry does. They try to prepare the future for their children.
Exactly. Well, what a golden opportunity for both of them. Bill Maher, let it be known that the left is making children hyper aware of race. He could have said also sex. I mean, the left has just overdone it on, you know, whether it's race or sex. I mean, our kids are just over sex and they're over raced right now.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a classic. Although, you know, nobody understands what a classic liberal is anymore. He's a classic liberal that, you know, we should have civil society. Although he makes a lot of jokes about people. I had a friend who asked me if I wanted to go on the Bill Maher show. I said, don't, you know, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. She went on all the time, a wonderful black woman. And, you know, Bill Maher wants to make fun of anybody who's conservative, but he's for the last year and actually 2 years, because he was making fun of people who are supporting Islam because he understands Islam. He understands it's anti-Semitic and anti-everything. And he's making fun of people who want to socialize and split the country. Really, what they're doing is doing what communism has done all over the world to gain support. It wants to split the country in half and then have one half attack the other half. Mm-hmm. And he's just not putting up with it. That does not mean that Bill Maher has suddenly become a conservative.
So no.
don't think he's become a conservative, and he needs to tone down some of his humor. But I appreciate the fact that he's willing to stand up for the good, the true, and the beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I watched the other night, and there was an interaction between he and Ralph Reed. They say they're friends, and Bill Maher invited Ralph to go to some let's say exotic bar. And Ralph was very quick to say, well, that's not his venue. You know, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I remember Ralph introduced me at the biggest church, and he was just the assistant to the assistant. A wonderful guy. Okay.
Yeah, without a doubt. We'll leave it there. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Always a blessing. Thank you, Ted. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.